Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You can hear us wherever you are on the ESPN app.
Blue Fight!
Well, that game last night, guys, all I can say is I was thinking more about it just listening to some of that intro sound.
Can you stop saying Sigma stuff, man? You ain't a Sigma, bro.
Blue Fight! You know,
this dude, you different. You
Why?
Different.
What makes you think I'm not a Sigma?
Because you're not a Sigma.
I am a Sigma.
A signal?
No, Sigma.
you claiming that you a Sigma? Why are you lying? I can tell when you lie. You like a badass little kid. You look to the side and you squint
God,
your eyes.
Did you just have his number? That's exactly what he looked like, a bad little kid.
Always be scheming. You know, keep me scheming all the time.
You said I wasn't something that I am. You want me to give you the secret handshake? Because you're not a Sigma.
I didn't say I was a Sigma.
Oh, so what makes you think I'm not
In
a
fact,
Sigma?
Out of the three of us, it's just me.
A Sigma.
Oh, no, maybe not.
You would have came out from the gate talking about you a Sigma.
No.
My dad's a Sigma. My grandpa was a Sigma.
I mean, that was a college thing for me. It was like something to do with my boys. And
Are you
it.
Pledged?
Yeah, for sure.
What was the pledging process like?
Yeah, you can see that, right, Jay?
It was a lot, Jay. It was.
You learned the Greek alphabet?
Not really.
Oh, so you got the honorary joint.
Yeah, I mean, not really honorary. Yeah. I did.
I learned the Hebrew alphabet. Does that count?
I couldn't do the all night because I had school the next day and practice and stuff, so it was difficult.
Dude looking at me in straight line, Shannon and Gates. Straight line, right in my eyes.
I'm not a noob. I'm not a Q, none of that. Them dudes ain't, I'm a blue fire, man. Let's go.
I'm not a Q.
I was thinking more, we've got to get to Salo in a second, but guys, I was thinking more about the game last night. You think about two options. One option is here's the probability of it happening. It's virtually zero. In the history of the league, it's only been attempted 41 times, and only two have been made, a 64-yard field goal. The other option, 5 yards on a given play, happens so regularly you can't count the number of times. There's nowhere to way to search for it practically, so many tens of thousands of times, right? But beyond that, guys, think of – it's not like they both outcomes, if they're successful, yield the same success. Success, if you kick the field goal, has a little downside. Damn, you took the ball out of your quarterback's hand. Success, if you give it to the quarterback and he succeeds, gives you an extra boost, right? It's not even like the outcomes, if they're both successful, are equal. The much more likely thing to work also gives you a better long-term outcome for your team. It was monumentally stupid to try to kick the field goal there.
Yeah, it did. I don't know one person that today or this morning even went to bed last night thinking that that was the right call. I don't know one person,
Not one
right?
person.
Not one person. And, you know, and I don't know Nathaniel Hackett at all as a coach. I've never met him. Nothing like that. Nathaniel, right?
Ain't yeah.
that it? And so when I look at it and I say to myself, I've been around a lot of good coaches and situational things. We were prepared for everything. Like, just no matter what the situation, we were prepared for it. If we're going to kick the 64-yarder, 4th and 5, I already know if we don't get this on 3rd down, here's the next play, let's go. You just know, I don't know if that's the case with him. I don't know that because you chart these coaches, Jay, I'm going to tell you, man, the scouting department and the advanced scouting and the coaches, they know everything. All the way to the 64, the 2 yeah, out of 64, they know all that. So they already know, like, yeah, that probably isn't going to work for us. They already know. Yeah.
It just felt like it was the last play, the missed field goal kick, was one of the many plays that felt like were just off for the Broncos all night. There were just a ton of miscues, a ton of penalties. They had 100-plus yards in penalties.
Bad execution on the goal line.
Just the execution of all of it for a guy who's going in his first head coaching opportunity, right, with your star player going back.
Really, as well as Seattle played, they should have lost that game by 10 points at least.
The Broncos lost that game more than Seattle won.
Yeah.
A little bit of both, but I think when you look and you talk about the execution and clock management, things of that nature, one of the fumbles was caused because of bad clock management.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you get the clock down to a certain point, they got to snap the ball. But if I'm panicking with a second to go and I got to snap it down, all of a sudden the offensive lineman is getting pushed in the backfield and then another guy and they stuffed and then boom, he comes and makes a fumble. That's all but a part of the bad clock management.
That's coaching.
They were snapping the ball with less than 2-3 seconds, like literally every single time. You can't do that and play under duress like that.
So here's Russell Wilson. Go ahead, Jay.
No, I think this is one of the reasons why most people had the Broncos finishing last in that really tough division. Because of how – what is the chemistry like between Nathaniel Hackett and a first-year OC?
That's 100%.
And Russell Wilson.
You took the under on Russell actually went for the over on yards.
Over, yeah.
But still, you could see the way the game was played. That's a first-time head coach, a first-time OC. It's the first time with a new quarterback. It's a lot. It's
and
a lot.
And what did I tell y'all a couple weeks ago about what is going on in Denver? Maybe it wasn't even a couple weeks ago. A week ago, what's going on in Denver? And much like Mike Salk. Yeah, came on and said, they've empowered Russell Wilson in Denver to a whole nother point where the coach is referring to him and answering to him because they've given him all this money. They traded the draft pick. So guess what? When I've given up all that, I can control the situation. That's just like I talked about the money situation with Lamar Jackson. He could have held out for more money and helped Lamar out.
He right up until fourth down with the game on the line and an impossible field goal to hit. Then they take it out of his hands. Here's Russ after.
Yeah, because if he'd have gone crazy, everybody would have been like, look, see, he's trying to control the situation.
Do you think Russ allowed that? Do you think Russ was consulted in that moment about what to do?
I don't think he was consulted.
No, he allowed it. He allowed it.
I think, you know why he allowed it? I just asked that question.
No, you know why he allowed it? Because he didn't do anything about it.
That's what I'm saying, O'Keefe. Like, if you wanted it in that moment, no, if you're that guy, like Mike Salk said, you are in Denver. If you have that kind of authority to a degree, your head coach is asking you about certain things, you go to him and say, no, this is, you give me the ball.
And you know, Max, who would have vetoed that? And I know he won 10 championships, blah, blah, blah. Tom Brady would have waved him off. Peyton Manning would have been like, no. You know what I'm saying? Aaron Rodgers, if he'd have known that situation, Aaron Rodgers would have waved him off. Had he known that situation, he'd have waved him off.
So this is Russ after the game. Listen to him.
I believe in Coach Hack. I believe in what we're doing, and believe in everything. And, any time you can try to find a way to make a play on fourth and five, that's great too. But also, I don't think it was the wrong decision. You know, I think he can make it. Obviously, in hindsight, you know, we didn't make it. But if we were in that situation again, I wouldn't doubt whatever he decided.
See, this is why I think he's backing Nathaniel Hackett here, because I think he allowed it. Like, I can't believe I'm finally putting this together in hour four of the day. But all I'm saying is, like, if you didn't want that to happen, if you had kind of tried to demand the fact,
Sherlock Williams,
hey, this is my team, then you would have had a different type of energy at the post-presser.
It's interesting.
You would have been a little bit frustrated. He seems like he's kind of like, yeah, you know, I think it was the right play.
Well, no, not him, though. His personality, though, Jay. He's not going to do that.
Oh.
But hear what Key, what Jay is saying. Do you co-sign that? Do you think that one of the reasons he sounded like that, or never mind, scratch that. Do you think he was consulted about the field goal attempt?
It was already made up. He already made his mind up.
So it would have been incumbent upon him to say, Coach, give me the ball.
So here's how you do it, Max. Clock runs down, timeout. 1 second, timeout, boom, go to the sideline. He went to the sideline, the field goal team came on. There's no consulting. When you call a timeout, you and I, Max, we gonna timeout. What do you want to do, Max? Mm-hmm. I've been in the situation as a receiver many times over in my career, clock winding down, timeout, come to the sideline, go to the sideline. I stand there, whether it was with Clyde Christensen and Brad Johnson, Vinny Testaverde and Bill Parcells and Todd Haley, we all get in our little group. What do you want to do? Well, I think, I don't know, Coach, man, why don't you just kick it? You take the three and let's just see what happens. You get into those conversations. It's fourth down. It's fourth. We can take the three here. We can go for the seven. Let's go for the seven, Coach. I promise you.
I like my matchup, whatever it is.
I like my matchup. Many times over. Like, literally many times over. That never happened last night. Timeout to the sideline. Fake clap. The little silent clap that he was giving, the Queen's clap. And that was it.
Well, the Queen's clap, you know.
That was it. You have to consult and communicate with your coaches on the sideline. If that's something that you want to, as a team, figure out, and that didn't happen.
Travis in Virginia, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to get you guys' opinion about all those penalty yards, and I don't know if you all did the same, but I laughed when I heard the delay of games going down against Denver. I just want to hear you all take about the 12th man against Russell Wilson.
That's why I asked the question, the key earlier in the day about – you know, did they pipe in noise?
Yes.
They did. Yeah. So, but still, it looked like it was overwhelming.
But even when you pipe it in, Jay, you can do all the elements of a game. You can
talk about, yeah, you can't really
simulate
it.
Yeah, it's not the same when you get in the game, right? We practice many different things, whether it was raining and wet balls, whether it was indoors, stadiums was going to be loud. We knew it. We'd go in the bubble when we go to Indianapolis to play the Colts. We go inside the bubble. Minnesota, we go in the bubble, pipe noise and all sorts of music and just crazy. Doesn't matter.
Doug in Ohio, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Okay, I'm coming to try to give a little defense for Denver's coach. Everybody's talking about the clock management part, and I don't see anything wrong with it. First of all, it looks like to me that they knew they were going to kick a field goal, because when Russell Wilson walked off the field, he took his helmet off and the other guys came on to kick a field goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're talking about, well, you want to save time. What do you want to save time for if you kick the field goal to make it? Now you didn't give them a minute to come back and get a field goal.
It's not about the saving of the time. Saving of the time is not the issue. The issue is let's figure out if this makes sense on fourth and five. We don't need to say I said this earlier on our show. I want you to run down the clock. I don't want to leave Geno Smith any time left on the clock. So taking it down to 20 seconds. Fine with that. Now that I've wasted whatever seconds it was and I call the timeout, let's caucus. Let me, you, Jay, Max, let's get together. Let's talk about – we got 30 seconds to talk about.
Get on the same page.
Yes, get on the same page. Let's talk about what if the fumble snapped. And let's say that we need to fire and call a fire play if for some reason we botched the snap. Let's figure out what we're going to do. Well, do you think this is a better play? What do we have on fourth and five in this part of the field, Russell, that you like? Is this a better option than kicking the field goal? Not timeout, I'm taking my helmet off and going to the sideline.
Russ, do you think you could maybe pick up 5 yards in a single play in your return to Seattle with all the money on the line?
What are we doing? We got 2 timeouts left. Hey, let's run the toss gator, which is the sweep that they were running with the 2 backs and gashing the hell out of Seattle with that play.
Yeah,
let's run the toss. Or let's run a two-way
run what Seattle
go.
Ran on them early in the game when Geno kept making those little completions.
Let's run a two-way go. Do you think, Russell, if we put you on a naked bootleg, the options, the tier, first to second to third, if not, throw it out of bounds or not throw it out of bounds, run till you get the first down. Or anything other than a 64-yard field goal.
Yeah, let's try something that's almost never been done in history. Dennis in North Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yes, good morning, fellas. I actually have a question, that I want to direct specifically to Jay Will. I've been listening this morning, and he's been bringing up some very interesting kind of psychological and behavioral aspects of the game. So what I want to say is, do you think the Broncos possibly were trying to save Russell Wilson from himself? I mean, rather than send him out there and possibly miss getting that first down, and having to undergo maybe the travails of what the crowd was going to put forth on him, that sort of thing. Do you think it was thought of in those aspects? I mean, I'm just kind of thinking. What do you think, Jay Will?
Yeah, Dennis, I'm not sure about that, but I can only talk to the mindset of the athlete. And I, you know, the last caller brought up a really good point. When he took his helmet off, guys, like when Aaron Rodgers, I know the circumstances are very different. But you go to NFC Championship game. When he got taken out, you could tell he was visibly frustrated. The hell just happened? You could tell he was pissed off. That's why I asked the question about, was Russ in agreement with them going for it instead of having that killer mentality key by saying, give me the damn ball. I'm going to get us this first.
That's my trademark.
But I'm going to get us better field goal position on the field. And that's a problem to me about Russ. I want that killer quarterback. I don't want the quarterback that is passive saying, all right, let's go for that 64 field goal. Let's try it out here. I think that's the problem.
Truck driver Mike in Reno. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, good to hear from you, Max. Hey, I just wanted to say the Broncos should invest $15 million to make up a video game to simulate what was going to happen, right? A video game, right? Just like Kyler Murray.
What I said.
Just build video games, everybody, Max. It's going back. Max believes that Kyler Murray instead of getting fined, should just train with the Cardinals in a VR
world.
They
should design a video game for virtual reality.
It's a long
I was on vacation.
Yeah, you were. It was a long day.
Listen, Kyler Murray's distracted by video games and stuff. I said, so make him a video game that goes over the team he's about to play next week. Right? Like, if he's into video games, and build him something that he can.
By the way, the NFL, there is a VR company starting to do that now. It's fascinating you brought that up.
Anyway. It's a very good idea that I had.
It was already activated before you had that.
Guys, meantime, Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh.
Mm-hmm.
What about Robert Saleh?
He is 4-14 as a Jets head coach. As I said, for the Jets, that's like a 500 record. But Robert Saleh had a lot to say
about us, Jay.
And you're going to hear that in a second. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Get the $45 Silver Unlimited plan by Straight Talk Wireless. From Straight Talk Wireless.
Well, I just think there's probably some easy things that we left out there early in the game and just didn't execute.
Joe's our quarterback going into Cleveland.
The Jets are the Jets. They're a mess. I don't care that Zach Wilson isn't there.
For all those people who continue to talk and to continue to doubt, we're taking receipts.
What are you saying?
How about you save your energy for trying to figure out how to convert a third down in which your team went 2-14 on offense on? Hey, how about that?
Hey, 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 hey. Jay.
Key
Jay.
Robert Saleh says he's taking receipts on those mocking the New York Jets. He's talking about you.
I mean, if he's listening to me, he got some serious issues other than trying to win some games.
I know he's intimidated you now, so try to keep your chin up. Don't get intimidated. Don't be scared.
Can I ask a reasonable question?
Yes, you can ask a reasonable question.
Key, Mike Tannenbaum, and yourself, Max, you guys, gang jumped me last segment, and you guys brought me around to my senses
here. So many
here.
Cats, I just see pumas.
If Robert Saleh has that type of energy during an interview about shoving it down people's throats, and he talks for the whole organization, why didn't you see that type of venom played on Sunday from his players for him? Why does he carry different energy than his players do playing for him?
I don't know that he carries a different energy.
But, Key, I'm talking about like if he's the guy at the table that's saying, for all you guys, I got things to say, we're keeping receipts. I'm going to shove those receipts down your throats. We as an organization, we hear everything. Like, why don't his players play like they play the same way he talks?
Well, sometimes people talk out the side of their mouth twice.
Well,
both sides, left
that's
and
the
right.
Problem. That's what it seems
sometimes
like.
People talk out the side of their neck. I mean, they just say things. And do I think he could be a good head coach? Probably. Is he there yet? No. Does things in these 18 games suggest that he may not be a good head coach? Yes. And then when you get on top of 4-14 since he's been here, which whatever, you can call it whatever you want to call it. I've been around guys and coaches that continue to elevate their teams to another level instantly. And you know that that's the guy. I know the Giants won yesterday or Sunday, right? They won their game.
They did.
But I know based on how they're responding to their coach that he's probably going to be here for at least 4 to 5 years.
I'm happy with Daboll. I mean, like, I like everything about him so far.
Like, I already feel like I don't feel that same way about Robert Saleh.
Hey, this is what Robert Saleh had to say. This is what we're responding to.
I didn't feel that way about Joe Judge.
Right. Right. Like, from the beginning, you smell something fishy.
Man, come on, man. Yeah. Mile away.
And by the way, listen carefully to what Key is saying. It doesn't mean the guy can never be a head coach and a good one. It means that right now he's not ready. This is Robert Saleh on the Michael Kay Show, 98.7 ESPN New York, on dealing with the Jets fan base.
Every year, every game, when you lose in this league, it's the apocalypse. It's Armageddon, and people just want to jump off a bridge for some reason. We're in the instant coffee age, and it's deserved. That's part of the generation we've grown up in. That's part of what comes with the job, and especially in this market where there's 8 million people crammed in the one corner of the United States, it's going to get people are angry. There's no space to breathe, but. At the same time, we do our best to ignore the noise and keep the main thing, which is finding ways to produce. And for all those people, just like I told our beat here about 15 minutes ago, for all those people who continue to talk and to continue to doubt, we're taking receipts. And I can't wait, and I'll speak for the entire organization, to shove it down everyone's throat when it comes around.
we're going to shove it down everyone's throat when it comes around. When we played that sound for Mike Tannenbaum, he sat there, his eyes got wide, and he was just shaking his head. No. It's the same reaction Key had, kind of shaking his head. How you feeling about your coach, Jets fans? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
You know, and that's not to say, man, that they won't get something done at some point in time. But right now, it's just, it doesn't look good.
They're the third best team in the division at best.
I don't know if they're the third best.
I'm saying at best. They're the fourth best team. But the third best, they're not. They're
at
the,
best, I
get it. Their ceiling is the third best record in the division, but maybe they're the fourth best.
I think Jay is having a hard time really understanding what we're trying to say to him.
No, I'm not having a hard time understanding. Jay understands. So at Browns.
Jay understands.
Probably a loss, right? I mean, I know Mike Tannenbaum.
Yeah, they're going to lose.
I mean, but the Browns are a more complete.
What's giving you a hard
team?
Time understanding this, Jay, exactly?
I don't have a hard time understanding. Home versus the Bengals.
They're going to lose.
At Steelers.
They're going to lose.
It's a loss.
Home versus the Dolphins.
They're going to lose.
Yeah, lose.
At Packers, at Broncos, yeah. Pats, yeah. Bills.
You know who
Pats.
They have a shot against the Dolphins at home because it's a divisional game.
It's Joe Flacco. He's lost nine games in a row as a starter.
I mean, even if it was 2005, you would still be like, I don't know. The Dolphins are pretty good.
Does Robert Saleh make it to the halfway point of the season?
Oh, yeah. He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. He's going to be the Jets head coach into next year for sure.
So you're telling me if they don't have a win by Halloween, like right after Halloween, they lose to the Pats on 10-30. Bills, Pats again, Bears, Vikings. I mean, it's going to get
not
worse.
A lot of wins in that schedule.
It's going to get worse, man.
Steelers running back Najee Harris is going to join us to discuss Pittsburgh's big win versus the Bengals.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Late rush, he throws it down the field, intercepted at the 30. Minkah Fitzpatrick goes into the end zone, fakes it to the fullback, flat pass, touchdown, Najee Harris off the left side.
If you got ground to defend, defend it. More than anything, if you got new guys, you just want to know that they're in it, their game. They don't shrink in the moment.
That kick is long enough, high enough, and it is good! The Steelers survive in Cincinnati.
Having witnessed many wild, bizarre, strange Steeler-Bengal games. That was certainly one of the wildest.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, and you can hear us wherever you are on the ESPN app. Just look at your phone. You probably already have the ESPN app. If not, go to the App Store. You get it in 5 seconds. Listen to us anywhere, live. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com, and we have with us now, ladies and gentlemen, Najee Harris, Pittsburgh Steelers running back Najee Harris, of course. Najee, welcome to the show. First off, how's the foot?
It's good. Yeah, it's all good, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, so listen, you're going into this game, Bengals are favored. It's foolish to write off the Steelers. Mike Tomlin does not have losing seasons. We heard that he gifted the team black Air Force Ones. How'd you feel when you got yours, and have you worn them yet?
So I walked in my locker room and I saw that, and I just start laughing at him because his humor is really funny. He always put up a video before meetings and say, like, I chose violence. So, like, he put these black Air Forces out, and I wore them to walk through. So it was really funny, and get more excitement for the first game.
Najee, tell us about the emotions and the roller coaster that you guys went through from regulation to into overtime. Obviously, you caught the wheel route for the touchdown, the big touchdown in week one. What did it feel like, though?
Like, you talking about the atmosphere or, like, just being that type of situation we were in?
To be in that type of situation.
Yeah, man, well, just, I mean, you know, the NFL is not an easy sport by all means. There's always good players and good teams. So, obviously, the Bengals is one of them. You know, coming off the Super Bowl, we knew it was going to be a challenge and we knew it was going to be a dogfight. I told the team before the game even started, I said, you know, we're going to be one of those dogfights. So, just be prepared for it. So that's what it was. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we got to fix on offensively. But most importantly, we came out with the win. But the atmosphere was great, though.
Is Mitch Trubisky the right guy for y'all to take y'all where y'all want to go? Or do you see at some point where it's got to be, you know, collective group effort to get there?
Well, I think that, you know, Mitch is the guy, but, you know, I think in any sport, especially this sport, it's always going to be a team effort. It's always going to be a group effort. So we're going to need everybody, and we need everybody to be accountable for each other. So, you know, just moving down forward, you know, we're just really every day, like I tell people, just, you know, just we just stack bricks every day and worry about the next game.
Najee, I want to ask you about the AFC North. And the Ravens, I mean, the Bengals, defending AFC champions, the Browns, obviously getting Deshaun Watson back, you know, after Jacoby was set for 8 or 9 games. How deep is this division, and how close is it going to be?
I mean, I think this is one of the hardest divisions, of course, in all of football, just because of the quarterbacks that we have. Not only that, but the skill players that we got, you know, everybody's loaded. So, you know, this is going to be one of those divisions where, you know, it's just going to be a last man standing. And I think that we're one of that teams because it's a hard-nosed division. And I think that's one of our mottos here in Pittsburgh is, you know, the standard to standard. And that's, you know, always playing through 4 quarters is a 15-round boxing fight. And I think that we're prepared for all that. We don't back down for any challenges. So, you know, I think that, you know, this is going to be a division where we can really can control.
Najee Harris, Pittsburgh Steelers running back, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Najee, when you look at where you were as a young pup playing behind a guy and Ben Roethlisberger, now making a transition to young quarterback and Mitch Trubisky and trying to understand how to play in Pittsburgh, how has it been different from Ben Roethlisberger to Mitch Trubisky?
Well, I mean, Ben obviously has experience. Ben has been here for 18 plus years. Ben has, you know, obviously won Super Bowls here. He, you know, he's an icon here. You know, he's done so much for the city. And, you know, my first year here, he taught me a lot of the ways of what it is to be a Steeler. He taught me a lot of ways of what it was to just endure the fans. And he would always say, like, you know, the fans will love you if you, you know, play hard to the whistle, blah, blah, you know, tell me all this. But, so I took that consideration. I rolled with this into this year.
You want right now.
You know, we got a new quarterback in the Mitch and Kenny and Mason. You know, I think all three of the guys are good players. And I think, even Mason could bring, because he's been there for a long time, longer than me. He helps out, too, in ways of what it is to be a Steeler. Just the environment here of the people who's already here, and they already got that standard of what it is to be a Steeler. It just rubs off everybody. So, you know, for me, it's just, you know, do as much as I can to provide for the team, making plays, or just even being a leader.
Najee Harris, Pittsburgh Steelers running back. Tell us what you're doing with Gen Youth.
Yeah, so you know, it's Hunger Action Month, and I'm teaming up with Gym Youth, and that's a nonprofit organization dedicated to creating healthier school communities. And together we're sounding the bell to help to end school hunger. And ending school hunger is important for me as an individual to overcome a lot of my childhood and just being homeless and all that stuff. And you know, school food and getting lunch for me was you know, a source of food. So you know, I thought it was a good idea to team up with these people here and keep continuing the mission to help out other people.
That's Najee Harris here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio. Best of luck, Najee.
Yeah, if you ever need any help with that, Najee, just hit me up. You got my number.
Yeah, if you guys can just put it out there. If you guys want to donate to, or somebody want to donate to Gen Youth, you can by genyouthnow.org. And or you can text to Hunger to 501-501 for a one-time donation, and anything will be helpful.
That's Najee right, Harris, Najee. Ladies and gentlemen, doing good work. Thank you, Najee.
Best of luck, man.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
All right. So Patrick Mahomes, boy, that happened fast. Josh Allen, MVP favorite, and he had a great game. But just like when he played Patrick Mahomes, being almost perfect, ain't Patrick Mahomes better than that? Pat Mahomes is now the NFL. Hey, could you imagine watching that game against the Rams and thinking after week one, Josh Allen would no longer be the MVP favorite? He didn't do anything wrong, but Patrick Mahomes is just different. He is now the favorite to win the NFL MVP. Could the Chiefs' offense be even better without Tyreek Hill?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is what we're talking about here, just so people kind of have insight on things we talk about while our show is also going on. PB&J. So there's a tweet that says by Will Blackman, just to confirm, in a PBJ triple decker, peanut butter goes
on last
in
night,
the
yesterday.
Middle.
Yeah? Blackman was on the show yesterday, Will.
Yep. Yeah. PB&J. Triple decker peanut butter goes in the middle, yeah.
Triple decker PB&J,
yeah.
Because it depends on how much peanut butter you want,
peanut
how much
butter
jelly you want
on both sides, and then the jelly on the outside.
Doesn't really matter.
On the outside. I don't think that's the way you do it, right?
No, on the inside of the two outside buns, right? Outside.
In other
pieces.
Words, what when you sandwich it,
in
key,
between. Right?
Key, do you sandwich it, right?
Yeah.
So there's a bread in the middle.
Yeah.
On either side of the bread in the middle, he's saying you put the peanut butter.
On both sides.
And then on both sides, right?
And then
on either
the bottom
side.
And the top
then on the bottom
side.
And the top underneath.
Yeah, yeah. It's fine. Right there in the middle. If you want all that damn peanut butter, I'm just a single guy. First of all, I don't want all the bread.
Right.
I want all the peanut butter or jelly.
Now how I do peanut butter and jellies nowadays, I still do it. I get the low sugar.
No, you're not doing it there.
Low sugar, jelly, or jam, really preserves rather. And then I get the chunky peanut butter, and I do Ezekiel or like flourless bread that I have to toast, dry as all outdoors.
First of all that you just did, what is this, a health class?
Yeah.
Like, do you not?
Because I'm almost 50, you got to not be fat.
Peanut butter and jelly, it was not created to be healthy.
I haven't done a PB&J in a long time. I do the peanut butter and banana.
Oh,
with
honey
drizzle.
Jay,
that's my jam.
That is the best thing in the world.
I toast it.
Toast it. Peanut butter, banana, and honey is the best thing in the world.
Just do avocado toast. It's the same thing.
No, it's not avocado.
Same thing.
Everything comes like the avocado from California.
What kind of bread do you use, Jay?
You want me to be old school? I mean, I grew up Wonder Bread all day long.
Oh, I mean, if I am saying, if here's the problem. At a certain age, if you eat bread and don't exercise immediately, it turns into fat, man. That's what happens.
My PBJs are always going to be Roma meal. And that's what it's going to be, the Roma meal wheat bread. And it's not all the grains and all that. You know, it's not.
But Wonder Bread is kind of made for
it's
PB&J.
Wonder Bread
is made for, but I want the wheat bread. I don't want the white bread. That's
know what else Wonder Bread is good for? Like grilled cheese, like plain American cheese, simple grilled cheese.
I'm not doing the plain American cheese.
I'm saying for Wonder Bread grilled cheese sandwiches, like a little kid, you do the
little kid.
What cheese do you use for the grilled cheese now?
Probably
he does three different kinds. I don't. Yeah, he does three different kinds of cheese.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Some kind of new concoction.
And he's got Jay. He's got a little tomato soup on the side with basil. He dips the three cheese into the dip.
I can't do the dip.
You can't do the dip. I can have it with it,
but I can't do the dip.
He's gourmet. You know what I mean?
Do you dip it in the?
Oh hell yeah!
Oh, all in there.
Oh, that's pizza.
I could go pepper jack or cheddar.
Back in touch.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are, download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's rare to see significant jumps in the futures market after just 1 week, but we do have a new MVP betting favorite. Patrick Mahomes edged just past Josh Allen, is now 5-1. The Bills remain the Super Bowl favorites, but their odds did get a little shorter, from 6-1 to plus 525.
In a regular 16-game season, here at Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. By the way, we're brought to you by Omega Accounting. If your small or medium-sized business is still recovering from the pandemic, Omega Accounting Solutions can help.
Man, just take you to a nice place, don't it, Key?
And we'll feel all right. I love me some Bob Marley. Call Omega at 800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com to learn how to get your ERC refund for each employee. There's no time to lose. This is one of the better feel-good songs ever.
Yes, it is, man.
Put you in a good mood. In a regular 16-game season, if I said Patrick Mahomes might throw 45 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, you'd be like, yeah, he could do that. Yeah,
give him a couple $100 million for that.
He already threw 50 with 12 interceptions as a rookie.
Give him $500 million for that.
Key, he got 5 touchdowns and no interceptions in his first game, which means if he goes 45-9, he's going to be sitting on 50 with single-digit interceptions.
See, I for some reason, having 5 touchdowns and 0 interceptions at this point in time in the season, he could go for 40-plus and have a five interceptions, like Aaron Rodgers – type year.
And two of them won't be his fault.
And two of them won't be his fault.
Yo, no, he's different.
Clearly do that. Oh, and here's why I would say this before we move on to the numbers, is because he's not going to take those same chances he took with Tyreek.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. Guys,
Less is more.
Here's the question for me with Patrick Mahomes. I'm curious about your answers on both these things, okay? Because he has to spread it around more. I'm talking Reed and Mahomes together. It's the best quarterback coach combination to me right now in the game.
Don't forget about Bienemy.
And Bienemy. With the offensive
coordinator.
That's
typically what happens, Key.
No.
People forget about Bienemy.
No. Key is white again. So they forget about Bienemy for some reason. I don't know why. No, but so here's the point. Because he has to spread it around, it's going to make him a better quarterback. But Key, in the moment of truth,
yes,
without Tyreek Hill there. I'm not worried about regular season. He'll tear up. But can he get away with the same stuff? Yeah. Is he going to be so precise and made so much even better than he already is that by the playoffs he doesn't need Tyreek Hill either in those high leverage moments?
Absolutely, 100%. Tyreek Hill was able to do this, the wild factor, the splash play, the deep in cut against the Buffalo Bills out the back gate with the deuces up. They're not looking for that right now. They're looking to methodically move the ball down the field, pepper the defense, give it to different players, give it to Kelce here, give it to MVS there. Maybe there's a Juju sighting, of six catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown.
I mean, MVS gets behind the defense for a bomb every now and then.
That's what they're going to do. And the score is going to look like it looked against the Arizona Cardinals. That's what it's going to look like.
Guys.
Go ahead.
No, well, Mahomes has leapfrogged Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. Again, Josh Allen played as good a game as you could possibly see on the best team in football, smoked the defending champs on the road. You're like, oh, he came in as MVP favorite week one. He's going to be – Mahomes was so good that even after all that, Mahomes went from plus 750 to plus 500. Josh Allen's at plus 550. Mahomes is now the favorite to win MVP. Jay, how good do you have to be after that Josh Allen performance? Josh Allen's got to be thinking, what do I have to do? I was perfect against the guy in the playoffs. He beat me. I was perfect week one. He's now the favorite for MVP.
Yeah, but he wasn't perfect week one.
Almost, man.
I mean, he had two INTs, right?
But that weren't on him.
I hear you, but they are on him when it's all said and done.
But if you're evaluating football, you wouldn't say that he's not perfect based on that.
The win was great, right? We talked about Josh Allen. We talked about their defense.
The win was amazing.
The win was incredible, but it was also like the sense of perfection from Patrick Mahomes, right? It's like almost like perfection. Like, all right, there are no INTs, so obviously you can see why that could be odds favorite. Doesn't mean he's going to win it. I mean, we'll get a chance to see. I need to see this Thursday.
My point.
I need to see this Thursday, Max.
Yeah,
Justin Herbert versus Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my God.
And that defense of the Chargers and what that does to Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my God.
Now I
want
to see it at that level.
After Rams, Bills week one to get this week
two. I
got to
look at the Cardinals like that right now. Like, oh, okay, it's the Cardinals. I look at the Chargers like that.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. Sounds like you're taking the Chargers, but that's okay. What I would say is Josh Allen got leapfrogged because as you look at it, Josh Allen is with a complete team. The defensive side of the ball is good. The coaching is good. He's good. Stephon Diggs is good. It's a complete team. He doesn't have to do a whole lot because of the defense. Where Patrick Mahomes is carrying the Kansas City Chiefs. So – that's a real MVP.
If
I lost Josh Allen, it's like, okay, we lose him. We're going to suffer some. But if I lost Patrick Mahomes, the hair might get pulled
out. When Jay said Mahomes is perfect, the reason I said Josh Allen's perfect is because Justin Herbert broke the mold and redid the mold. Like, that's now what you're – oh, my 6'6" and does all that stuff. Josh Allen's perfect. Mahomes is beyond perfect. He's magic. He has an extra dimension that's like, oh, my God, what do you have to do to beat this guy? Speaking of magic, Jerry Jones just said on 105.3 in Dallas that somehow magically the Cowboys will not put Dak Prescott on IR. Jerry thinks Dak could return within the next four games. What, do you get his private physician in there to see him, you think, Kay?
Well, I looked at things, and I felt like literally that 4 weeks is enough time for Dak to come back. So if we put him on IR, and Steven and I and everybody, including Dak, who's a fine young man. No, seriously, it makes sense. It smells and sounds desperation to me.
Yes.
That's what it there sounds like.
Well, but what do you really gain by putting him on IR? One roster spot?
Yeah,
I'd give you the roster spot to keep the option open.
It sounds like desperation to me, but I could be wrong.
No, okay, I'm with you. It feels like that's okay. Yo, we gave you this bag of money. Like, it sounds like I'm putting a little pressure on you.
Have you ever had a surgery? Like, Max, like, do you have any rods or plates or anything?
No, I don't have any rods or plates.
So imagine being screws, rods, and plates in your thumb. The flexibility, being able to spin the ball. I've never seen a quarterback be able to do that. I mean, I have a plate in my ankle because I broke it, and, you know, I can still move around, but it's not at the base of my flexibility on my ankle. It's on the side part of the bone. Screws are in there with a big plate. I don't have to bend that. When you're gripping and ripping, he's got to bend it some. So I don't know how he's going to come back and be Dak Prescott in such a short period of time, but I'm not a doctor.
He can't, Key. So I fractured my third metacarpal in my left hand. Right? Like, I tried to come back after like 5-6 weeks. It was different. It felt horrible. I had no feel. Flexibility was stiff all the damn time. It was hurting.
But, you know, this is why it may be desperation, but I think it's rational. Let me tell you why I think it's rational. We all agree without Dak, season's over. Okay?
Done.
So what do you really have to lose? In exchange for not picking up an extra body in a roster spot, you have the option in the event that by some miracle he's back early, at least you can put him back in. I get it, right? Like, what would you do? I'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah, but it just sounds like desperation, especially coming from Jerry. So if it came from Dr. Cooper or somebody like that, or Greg, who's on the PT staff, or Britt, who's on the PT staff, we'd be like, oh, okay, cool. It's coming from Jerry. So it sounds like desperation. That's what it sounds like.
Here's Jerry Jones. Here from the horse's mouth.
We feel very good after surgery, after listening to the medical people, that Dak has a real chance to be back out there throwing the ball pretty quick.
You think the timeline is closer to the 4-game timeline or the 6-8?
I've given you as good as I know how to give, only, as you know, in medical, nobody knows those timelines good. But if we thought he wasn't going to be ready to go for 4 games, until after 4 games, we would put him on IR. We're not doing that.
You did sound like him.
Well, look, they got the information. And one of the things that I would say is the Dallas Cowboys, though, medical staff, is the best in sports.
Really? Best in sports?
Oh, my God, yes. As far as I know, it's certainly the best in the National Football League. Whenever players go to other teams to get something done, that's because those people are good.
All right. Jerry Jones just said he's not putting Dak on IR. He's holding out hope after talking to the people post-surgery that he'll be back in 4 weeks, in as few as 4 weeks. Greeny is up next here on ESPN Radio. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.